Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America and also South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also grateful to be with everyone here on this very beautiful day. And today, ACC News brings to you, again, another wonderful guest with a very inspiring story. We have with us life purpose and relationship intuitive coach, Kate Haggerty, and she is the founder of Soul Purpose, LLC. And to anyone tuning in today that feel that they don't have a real purpose in life, or feel lost, or even feel that they're ready to thrive, please grab a seat and get comfortable and listen in very closely, because Kate Haggerty will be sharing a lot of very important information with us today. So again, we have a wonderful show for everyone. And to remind everyone, today is Wednesday, the 19th of April. And to everyone tuning in today, especially the people that do live overseas in different time zones, if you do miss any of our segment today, any portion of this segment with Kate, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. Now, also, if you're part of social media, and again, just about everybody is now. It's a worldwide thing. We are also on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can not only hear the shows live from those social media outlets, but you can also tune in and enjoy our shows at really any time of the day. Purpose. Purpose can be elusive. Purpose can be lost. Most importantly, purpose can always be attained. No matter the phase or station we're at in life, it's common for people to struggle with finding or maintaining their purpose. Direction, goals, and dreams for success are all at stake in the journey to live a life with purpose. Now, with over 30 years of experience in sales and marketing, what Kate Haggerty does is really combine her certifications as a life purpose, relationship, and also a grief intuitive coach, in conjunction with her intuitive gifts, to really help people discover their true purpose and how to live in alignment with it. And she works with people to really help them gain a clear vision of their future and specific steps they need to take to align their lives with their purpose. Now, Kate herself grew up in a family where she was one of four children. And her parents struggled with financial and also marital instability. And as a result of this strained, emotionally unstable environment, Kate grew up often feeling not seen, heard, or valued. In fact, she herself will tell you that she found it to be a consistent challenge not to feel invisible. Now, rather than dwell on this feeling, Kate cultivated it and became a highly compassionate and understanding towards others. And Kate set high standards for her career aspirations, and really, it led her to achieve vice president and chief marketing officer in corporate America. A truly remarkable story. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you life purpose and relationship intuitive coach, founder of Soul Purpose LLC, Miss Kate Haggerty. How are you doing today on this wonderful day, Kate?
I am doing fantastic, Matthew. Thank you.
We are very happy to have you today. And I know I gave the audience some brief information about your background, but before we even go forward, if you could please share with them, who exactly is Kate Haggerty?
Wow, that's a loaded question. Well, I could start with saying that I'm a corporate escapee, and you did mention that I'm a certified life purpose, relationship, and grief intuitive coach. And I'm also intuitively gifted. I am a psychic medium, but that brings up conjures of people of long red nails and head garments and crystal balls, so I will leave it as I'm intuitively gifted. And I really care about making a difference in the world. I'm passionate about helping others who feel stuck in their lives and they're miserable. They know something is missing, and they're not sure what that is. They feel called to do something bigger, but they don't know how to figure it out, where to start, and it's a very uncomfortable feeling. So that is what I help people do, is get really clear on what are those next steps they need to take, what do they really come here to do, and who do they come here to help, and it is super rewarding work. So that's a little bit about who Kate Haggerty really is, for starters.
And I know many people in the audience are aware that anybody on our show has really a remarkable story. And your story, it's really incredible. If you could please share with our audience your personal journey.
Sure. I went to Miami of Ohio, and I got a degree in psychology. I thought I was going to be a marriage and family therapist. But I experienced, let's call it a detour, and I instead ended up in corporate America, where I spent over 30 years in sales, marketing, and advertising. And during that time, I really had my eye on becoming the vice president of marketing or even the chief marketing officer. But I was, you know, going up that ladder, and I had that vision, and it was on my way. But something happened when I turned 47. All of a sudden, what had seemed so important just wasn't. And my plan that I had so carefully, you know, laid out just didn't have meaning for me. And so with that came a lot of anxiety, because I am a planner, and to suddenly not have one was awful. And so this discomfort level that I felt just continued to increase. And the questions that went over and over in my head were, what am I really supposed to be doing with my life? What is my true purpose? And it sent me on a plight to basically find out, why am I here? And that involved me attending conferences, reading books, going to different workshops. And just what I found during that time was that my purpose is to help others find theirs, because I really get it. And also that I wasn't supposed to ignore my intuitive gifts any longer, because I had kept them pretty stuffed to the side for most of my life.
And despite your background, Kate, you've really been able to succeed where most people usually fail in life. Who or what is your biggest influence in life?
So I really care about helping people, and I really care about making a difference in the world. And I had an aha back some time ago, and I'm going to get deep on you here for a minute, that the more people who step into their purpose, the more others around them will be inspired to do the same. And that the more people who step into their purpose, the more others will see that they can too. And when someone asks, you know, why should I care about my purpose, I will answer, when you align your life with your purpose, that is when success, abundance, and happiness show up. And that is why it's so important. So the getting deep part is really the more people who step into their purpose will result in an ever-expanding ripple effect of people fulfilling their purpose, sharing their unique gifts with the world, and that this will continuously increase the vibration of the planet. It doesn't get much bigger than that. So I feel really honored just to be a part of it. But that is what I'm really passionate about and what drives me.
And really most important, which is what I would love to know, when did you notice your intuitive abilities?
Well, I was told my whole life that I was intuitive and intuitively gifted, but honestly, I dismissed it. You know, I was in corporate America. I had my eye on certain positions, and I did not want to be seen as weird. So when I heard that, I just would kind of nod and smile and stuff it to the side. But when I got really unhappy in corporate America, around, like I said, being 47, I decided that it was time to perhaps look into whether there was any truth to what I'd been told my whole life. And so that led me to look into the initial coach certification programs that I did, where we were paired up with people that already were intuitive coaches, and we had to do readings for them. And I had very positive experiences. I got incredibly detailed information for these people, and they were moved, they cried, their people said, you're really gifted, you need to keep going. And the people that I had done the readings for were already certified as coaches. And I felt very encouraged to keep going from that, and so I did.
And what really led you to actually follow those abilities? As you really explain, corporate America and intuitive, it doesn't really mix.
Well, there are a lot of people that have jobs, and maybe they're great at them, and they get paid a lot, but they're absolutely miserable. They're living their life going through the motions every day. They're kind of existing and enduring rather than thriving. And that basically was where I got to. And it got so bad for me that I would cry a lot of times on the drive into the office. And when I got to the parking garage, I'd spend a few minutes giving myself a pep talk of, yeah, you can go up there, you can do this. And literally, when I would get to that front door and put my hand on the doorknob, I would say a silent prayer of, please, God, help me get through this day. Help me last here long enough to save up enough to quit. And so that level of misery, of discomfort and anxiety is what truly led to me looking into the gifts and realizing I am here to do something very different. And so on to the certification courses, being encouraged to keep going. And when I was getting this very specific information, frankly, I was freaked out about where is this coming from? And I was taken by a friend to hear another woman speak. And when I met her afterwards, she said to me, oh, honey, you channel. And I was like, is that what this is? So there are different intuitive gifts. There are people who see. There are people who know. There are people who feel. There are, you know, several of them, and I have all of them. And so I just realized it was time for me to use those, and that's what led me to just keep following it and to use them, use my gifts.
And I think it's very important that you did touch on prayer. Many of us are people of faith, really including myself. How much influence has your personal faith really had on you finding your purpose?
That's a great question. I was raised Catholic, and today, honestly, I would call myself spiritual, not religious. I feel like we are all running up the same mountain. We're just taking different paths, and that God, the universe, guides, angels, whatever we want to call them, don't care about our religious background. They just come from a place of love and positivity and guiding us to do what we've come here to do, to discover and embrace our gifts and share them with the world. Because frankly, all of us were born with unique gifts, and we came here intending to share them with the world. But sometimes we forget, or they're things that are really easy for us, so we just kind of dismiss them as not being a big deal, but they are. And there's still other times where we have that capacity within us. We just haven't let it come up and out yet. So I would say that my background has just led to me becoming increasingly spiritual and believing that there's a reason we're here and that we are watched over and protected. So that's probably the best way I could describe it.
And I do know that there's many people that are listening, many people that I know that would really love to find their purpose in life. And they're wondering, can they be helped? Can she help me? Am I a good candidate? Who exactly is your client base?
Well, I've worked with men and women as young as 24 all the way up to 70. And the common denominator is that they are doers. They regularly invest in improving their lives. They're the go-getters. They're the ones who that discomfort level has gotten so high that, frankly, they can't stand it anymore. And often, in order to start to get their attention, some of them will have started to have some health issues. Because, frankly, when we end up on our hands and knees or flat on our back, we will eventually end up asking ourselves, what am I doing with my life? And that's the point. So that common denominator is a readiness, that they're willing to do the work to make themselves a priority. But if I had to really, you know, pinpoint it, niche it down, I'd say it's professionals between 35 and 55 who are working, and they may be excellent at what they do and be making a lot of money, but they're miserable. They hate what they're doing, and they're just wondering, what am I really supposed to be doing? I know something's missing. I know I'm supposed to be doing something bigger. But when they're ready to take action, like no whiners, no complainers, when people are ready to take action and find out what that is, what their purpose is, what they need to do next, then we are an excellent match.
And I know many people are wondering how exactly would this work. So if you could very quickly explain to them, how do you prepare for your initial client sessions? And does your approach change depending on the situation?
Well, I sit at my dining room table with a stack of 8.5 by 11 white paper, and I will basically ask a client before I've done this preparation, which life area is causing them the most discomfort? Is it around purpose? Is it around relationship or grief? We focus on one at a time because more than that would be too much for them and too much for me. So I will sit and ask, and let's say, for example, someone wants to know about their purpose. I'm going to sit at my dining room table, and I'm going to ask, what is the soul here to accomplish? How can I help him or her reach their greatest potential? And what is it? What specific next steps do they need to take now to align their life with what they really came here to do? And the first thing that happens is I'll start to see images like they're from a movie, but they're going to be pieces of that person's life, that client. And often what I'm shown are going to be parts of their childhood, things that they dealt with in their family life. And then the next thing that happens, I'll hear in my ear, very funny, very bossy, very direct. You know, if you were my client, they'd say, Matthew needs to do this, 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 and this. And there'll be very specific next steps. On average, there tends to be 5 to 9. Sometimes there's more. And these are going to be things that vary by the person. They might involve meditation. They might involve workshops, books, et cetera. But those steps are what are going to come through. And the whole idea is that they're not just something you can do tomorrow, because we're trying to help you transform your life and step into what you've come here to do. And as far as does it change, depending on the situation, I still ask the same questions, but I might tweak them slightly if it's around relationship. So what does this person need to do to prepare to meet their soulmate? What does this person need to do to begin to heal from their grief and loss? And so I'm just the channel. When I've asked those questions, I've asked them of my clients, guides, and angels who are with them all the time, and they know what you're ready to hear and how. And everything they bring through is positive, and they don't bring in anything more than you're ready for. So it's that is how it works. It's very, very cool.
And to really share with the audience, I've featured many people, really incredible people, coaches from really around the world. And Kate, you seem to have a very unique method. We learned that you actually record your sessions and actually supply the copy of that recording to your clients. Can you please explain to the audience your reason for including this in your coaching program?
Absolutely. So my sessions take place over the phone because I work with people all over the states. And I use a service that records our session. And after the call, I'll send an email saying, these are the next steps we agreed you're going to work on between now and our next call. And here's a link to re-listen to our session. And the reason that that is so helpful and powerful is because it's really impossible to get and hear everything on that first go-round. So when you're able to go back, and people are able to keep this recording and listen to it as many times as they like, it doesn't expire or anything, it allows them to go back and see how far they've come, see if they've missed anything, get additional guidance and support, and so it's a really, really helpful tool. It's part of what they get in with my programs.
Yes, and in my personal opinion, I think it's something that would be extremely effective. And again, to the audience out there, throughout everybody that I've ever interviewed, this is a method that I've never heard anybody actually use before. So it's great that you actually have this really a part of your program. Now, can you share with the audience a little information about the four transitions that we go through really throughout our lifetime?
Right. So each of us will go through these whether we're paying attention or not. There are four specific age frames where we can start to feel like things are a little off or things are missing. And I call them collectively, excuse my bluntness, the flame under your butt. Because each time you hit one of them, the flame gets a little higher to, you know, move you along, to get on your path, to fulfill your mission, to do what you've come here to do and to not be allowed to play small. So the first one happens around 27, 28, 29, and that's called your first Saturn return. And at that point, it's basically our first wake-up call that we have our own life, that we're going to be making our own decisions and that they're going to be separate from what our friends and family might think we should do. So that's the first one. Next is going to happen between 40 and 43. That's called Uranus opposition. And during that time, we tend to really question, what do we believe spiritually? What do we stand for? What do we believe in? And the big shift that happens here is that we care far less about having approval from the outside world. This is more about what do I feel matters to me. And so a lot of people will make big changes here. They'll realize, you know, I've been in the family business my whole life, but this is not what I've really wanted to do. And they'll make that change because during this time frame, we're not old, but we're not young. Like, we're not getting any younger either, so we can really reevaluate, where am I? The next is 50, and so for me, that was the big prodding point. In around 47 to 50, I started realizing something is missing. And 50 is called Chiron return. And at this point, this is where if I bump into people who have not paid attention to the signs or they've missed them or they've been stubborn, this is where a lot of times there will be some health issues. That is one way that our guides know they'll get our attention and get us to take a harder look. And then the final one, which I call the symbols in the symphony, is your second Saturn return. And that happens around 57, 58, 59. So that's going to be, you know, that means you have missed those other nudges. It does not mean that you're out of time or you can't change. I mean, the person I worked with that was 70, she made huge changes in her life. But what gets looked at around this time is anything and anyone that's blocking you from being your true self and from sharing your gifts with the world starts to get picked at. So that's kind of an overview of those four points for you.
And we do understand that you offer different programs as well. Can you please share some of that information with the audience?
Absolutely. So I work one-on-one with my clients for either 3 months or 6 months. I have three different programs, and each program has foundational pieces to it, but then the rest of it is customized to that specific client and what came through for them during my preparation before that very first session. And like I said, that can vary by the person of what they're being asked to do. And what else do I want to say? What the other variations are going to be, whether we focus on one life area or two, whether we are working together 3 months or six, whether we're talking every 2 weeks or every four, so how broad and deep we go. But I like to encompass a lot of different facets, so we have many ways that we look at a person and lots of tools. It can be astrology, numerology, the intuitive information. There'll be different books and exercises, but yes, that is going to be an overview that there are three and that they last for 3 months or 6 months and that they're one-on-one. There are a lot of coaches out there that will be trying to roll you into their program and, you know, here's Monday morning, everybody, let's introduce you to Joe. You know, and I don't do that. I work one-on-one. It's going to be the Kate and Matthew show if you're my client.
Yeah.
So that's another way that I'm different.
And I know many people hear your story and are thinking, wow, she's achieved so much. She's come a long way. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I have her abilities. Kate, do you feel every person born has, let's say, a unique talent that can help them succeed or find their life purpose?
I do. I do believe that each of us are born with intuition. It's just whether we spend time fostering it. And I also believe that each of us are born with unique gifts and talents that we came here. You know, our plan was to share them with the world, but sometimes we need some help remembering them. Now, when people ask me about my programs and who gets the biggest results, the results come from the people who show up, they treat the work or the next steps that come through for them seriously, and they do them. They follow up. For those people that show up and do that, where they start and where they end up are two very different places, because the whole idea for the steps that come through is not just to have you try something for a minute. It's to really have you transform your life, begin to get clear about what you've come here to do, what steps you need to take, who you've come here to help. So everyone has the potential, but I'll tell you, you know, when people say, what guarantees do you have for me? I'll say, well, you need to look in the mirror. You are your guarantee. I will do and bring through everything I can, but at a certain point, it has to be that person who decides like I did. Yes, I am ready to take action because, frankly, I can't stand it like it is anymore, and so what do I need to do? That's the difference.
And I've heard you bring up intuition many times. How does intuition come into your work?
Well, the biggest way is when I do that initial prep before our very first call. So I will have found out from a person what life area they want to focus on, and I'll have done that preparation before the call, and that when I'm asking, you know, what is the soul here to accomplish, those questions I mentioned earlier, that is where my intuition comes in the strongest. I'm going to have my own guides and angels helping, but it's really more focused on that client. Now, the other thing that will happen is when we start to work together and we're talking and having additional sessions, sometimes I will hear, and this is how a lot of times information comes to me, the same thought over and over and over, like it won't stop, and I'll realize, okay, I'm supposed to share that with that person. And so that is another way that the intuition comes through in my work. And then as you begin to trust it, you find yourself using it just every day in your life. Should I go this way or that way? Should I wear this or that? How do I feel about this person? How do I want to spend my time? And you start small, and then you're able to trust it more and move on to bigger things. But I use it every day in multiple ways, and those are a few.
Hey, and what about your work in, let's say, grief and relationship?
Right. Okay, so when I do that initial prep, if there's someone that wants to focus on grief, the person that is going to step forward and give me most of the information about what that person needs to do to begin to heal and move through their grief and loss is going to be the person that passed. So if I'm working with someone who's really just broken over losing their mother, when I do that prep for that initial call, their mother is the one who's going to be telling me and talking to me. Sometimes they have a specific message that they want to get through to their son or daughter. I had a father that just knew, like, we realize the impact of our behavior when we pass. And this particular person had a really tough relationship with her father. When he passed, he saw the implications of his behavior, and he came through with a very specific message of just apologizing to her and realizing that he had wasted their time together and how sorry he was. So that will be with grief, the steps that come through are, what are the things that we need to do to begin to release that person from being stuck in it, from not allowing themselves to live and to move forward? Because the people that have passed want us to be happy. Now, with relationship, I'll get wherever they are. So one person might say, I need to know how I can improve the relationship I'm in. Someone else might say, what do I need to do to get ready for my soulmate? And other people might say, how do I even get back out there? And so wherever they are is what information will come through for me, and those steps will be tailored to where they are at that time, and we'll put them in the order that they should take them in, and then I support them through that process.
And a lot of the information that you shared with us today, again, it makes so much sense. And I know that there's so many people out there that are looking to change and really find their purpose in life. And I do want to share with the audience, really take that first step and reach out for help. And I assure you that Kate would be the right person to really get you to that place that you really want to be. We're almost out of time. You shared a lot of great information with us today. If you could please share with the audience, where can they go to either sign up for your program or get more information about your incredible work?
Absolutely. I offer a complimentary 45-minute one-on-one session over the phone. I call it an Unleash Your Yes session. During that call, I'm going to ask you some questions about what's causing the most discomfort. I'm going to provide you with an overview of my programs and how I work, and then we'll decide if I can support you further. And so people can sign up for a complimentary Unleash Your Yes session by going to my website, and they can click on the link at the top that says Set Appointment and choose the date and time that works best for them. They also can, and my website is katehaggerty.com, and Haggerty is spelled H-A-G-E-R-T-Y, so only one G. It's a little different. Or they can email me at kate@soulpurpose.biz, so soul is S-O-U-L, purpose.biz, B-I-Z, or they can call me, and that number is 303-562-8530. So there's a multiple of ways they can reach out, and I look forward to connecting and being able to help people from the audience.
And I think it's wonderful that you do offer that complimentary 45-minute session. And to everyone out there, that 45 minutes be the difference on the path that you're heading in life. So, again, 45 minutes is all it takes initially for Kate to really find out if and when she can help you. So, again, please take that step, reach out to her, give her a call, or go to her website, and really make that change in your life. And, Kate, we're just about out of time, but I thank you very much for joining us today and really sharing this valuable information with the people in our audience.
Matthew, it's absolutely been my pleasure. So thank you so much for the invitation and for your interest.
And to the audience out there, thank you again for joining us. Please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And, you know, perhaps we may have Kate back with us again in the future. But, again, 45 minutes. Take out that time. Speak to her and see where life can take you from there. So to everyone, again, thank you for joining us today. And to you as well, Kate, thank you for joining us. And you have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right.